Rick, let's begin with a review of the 4th of July holiday weekend, a very important period for tourism and beach businesses across the region.
It is. In our climate zone, July is far and away the biggest month. It's the month in which hoteliers, restaurateurs are able to charge top dollars, keep the place full. And so that's when they pack away the profits that they'll need to make their lease or their mortgage payments throughout the rest of the year. So July is very important, and there are indications that it's a good July this year.
Well, let's talk about some of those. I was just talking with Buck Lee, the executive director or general manager of the Santa Rosa Island Authority, and his indication was 200,000 people for the three-day holiday period for the 4th.
It was certainly big, and to some extent, the East Coast's misfortune with Hurricane Arthur was the Gulf Coast's salvation. You know, if you're sitting there in Atlanta and look at your significant other and say, honey, do we get in the car and drive to Hilton Head? It's about 4.5-5 hours away. Or do we get in the car and drive to Destin? It's about 4.5-5 hours away. Then the expectation for bad weather along the East Coast for the 4th of July weekend certainly brought people here who otherwise might have gotten in their car and gone east. And so I expect to see growth this July relative to last July. And we've had a several year growth pattern coming out of the BP oil spill trough of 2010. And I expect to have record numbers this July.
All right. Let's look ahead now to, this week's Red, White, and Blues Week, another very big economic weekend for tourism here.
Right. And of course, that's not spread out across the Gulf Coast in the same way that the 4th of July weekend was. But certainly, Blues at the Beach, that packs in the visitors and it packs them in for an extended period. We're already seeing some activities ramping up in anticipation of Blue Angels. You and I had talked about the Breakfast with the Blues that's already occurred. And then, of course, we have rehearsal and we have the full performance. And so the beach will be packed. And again, top dollar this weekend. So it's shaping up to be a great July, weather permitting, for the hospitality and tourism industry.
So, Rick, before we move on, just in reference again to Breakfast with the Blues, Buck Lee indicates that the crowd this week for that morning performance was the most he's ever seen. And I wanted to ask you about the fact that it might be bigger because we didn't have an air show, a Blue Angels air show last year.
That could certainly be. People are had a chance to think about how important the Blue Angels are to our summer tourism season, and it'll be great to have folks out supporting them, and it'll be great to have folks from out of town coming in, spending their dollars supporting the Blues as well. So it's a big month. You know, you and I have talked before about really the risks to the local economy of having a 10 or 12 week peak summer season and how sharply it drops off once the kids go back to school and how it takes it a while to pick back up when winter's over and spring break comes and before we get to Memorial Day. And certainly local residents know that it's the off-peak months that are often the most beautiful at the seashore. And if we could get shoulder season visitation, that would do a lot towards encouraging Delta, encouraging Southwest to put on additional flights, perhaps bring in new competition, keep fares down, all of the things that need to happen that could be very synergistic to helping the business environment as well.
Rick, with our remaining time, talk a little bit about June's jobs report that was released in the past week.
We actually had a very good jobs report. We are pushing 300,000 net new jobs for the nation and had some upward revision to previous month's figures. So overall, a very good jobs report that kind of counteracted some of the fear associated with the weak GDP report that we saw for quarter one. I'm happy to say that it appears that the weakness in quarter one, where we had that strong downward revision down to negative 2.9% in GDP, is contradicted by more recent, more favorable data that I think reflect that the economy is actually improving, and it's improving at a rate that's getting close to where we need it to be.
We'll hold it there, Rick. Thanks.
Thank you, Sandra.
You can hear the Economic Report Fridays. I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.